Hey, Nick.
Hey, Chase.
It's that time again.
What time is it?
Time for
Fuck This Place!
Because it's a city that supports delusion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So any level of it that you have, there's somebody out there that
right.
will help
but
you,
like,
you know that.
Just underneath the delusion uh-huh. is like real practical life change.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So that's why the one good thing about Los Angeles.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. And I'm not, you know, usually I'm not into a lot of like the spiritual stuff,
sure.
you know,
uh-huh.
but I did do this yoga. It's a yoga weight class. So
hell
it's
yeah.
like even okay. extra. It's like got more cardio and they add weights to it.
Uh-huh.
It kicked my ass. But then there's a little bit more of a, like a meditation part of it, especially at the end.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That I didn't think I'd be into, but I'm harnessing that. Like when I'm at the
mm-hmm.
gym, it's
yeah.
so much easier to just like close my eyes and
focus,
uh-huh. focus.
Yeah.
And then I can just keep going.
Yeah. Like
yeah.
that Doctor Strange energy going on.
I don't
yeah.
know what that is.
He's a Marvel guy.
You can like
isn't he?
Punch someone in the chest and knock their soul out of their body.
Yeah. All right.
I think he started with yoga. Anyways.
Yeah, for sure.
He was yoga.
I'm a big fan of yoga. Well, welcome to Fuck This Place with the podcast about jobs with Chase and Nick. I'm Chase.
I'm Nick. And with us today is one of my oldest friends in comedy now. I feel like we've been friends for forever now.
Yeah, like 8 years,
eight
right?
years, something like that. Yeah, yeah. So,
fuck, dude.
Yeah. So, Jessica Wellington is here with us. I didn't give your name, my very
accolades
good friend.
First.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, welcome, Jessica.
Glad to be in your
You're
apartment.
Originally from Eastern North Carolina.
That's I correct. Am.
Yeah,
Mount Olive.
Mount Olive.
Correct. Yeah.
North
yeah.
Carolina.
I'm from Asheville originally. Asheville,
nice.
North Carolina. Yeah.
I'm going to be going back to North Carolina here in
Hell
March.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah, hitting up Greensboro.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Going to Charlotte with Russell Peters.
Uh-huh. Dang.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've only been to North Carolina once. Loved it. Met this guy out there.
He only went
it.
To Asheville.
You
though.
Loved Asheville.
Yeah, yeah. I loved it. I loved
you
it.
You did
and
the
it's like
festival.
This, it, yeah, yeah. It's like this thing where it's like, it's kind of like everyone I've met from North Carolina, I like love. And it's like the
yeah,
same
you
thing
have,
I have.
Yeah, you have a real skewed perspective.
But see, that's
on the
exactly
whole thing.
Like a lot of my friends out here are Detroit guys. So I'm
right.
always like, dude, I love Michigan guys, and they're like, no, you don't. Like, and so
right,
I'm like, oh, okay,
no,
sorry.
Because those are Michigan guys that moved here.
Yeah, that
for
are cool.
A reason.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
So,
we moved here.
You like
for
the
reason.
People who left.
Yeah, yeah.
You like the people who are like, uh-huh. I'm good.
Uh-huh. I'm like, oh man, just like North Carolina's just full of like Chases and Jessicas all over the place. I don't live there.
We gotta get there.
Oh, but we couldn't find each other.
Yeah, I couldn't find a single other Chase. I mean, there were other Chases,
uh-huh,
but I didn't
uh-huh.
like them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
not true. I had one other Chase that I liked.
Yeah,
I met one Chase.
I don't know.
Girl
I'm,
Chase is
I think
what we called her.
I'm hard pressed to like have ever found people in my life with my name that I really liked. Maybe
that's
there's
like
a lot
couples.
Of Nicks out
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I hate a lot of them. I hate most of them. I'd probably say.
I think that is true. There's an inherent sort of
Highlander thing.
Yeah, there's just something like there, yeah, there can only be one.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
there
yeah,
definitely
yeah, yeah.
can't. That's not true.
Yeah, there's millions.
Yeah. Jessica, thoughts on other Jessicas?
Oh, there's so many of those.
There's
too.
A lot. I'd say that the thing is, in your case, you can run into so many that it's like, well, it doesn't matter. We're all fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, weren't you the person in class? Were you like Nick A?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was Jessica
right.
W and
uh-huh, uh-huh.
Jessica R.
Yeah,
and
right.
Like, yeah. yeah.
That got old.
You know, Shakespeare. You know, Shakespeare.
Yeah, I do know
him. Jessica.
What's up?
Shut
he
up.
Invented the name Jessica.
No.
Yeah, it was in the Merchant of what you call it, Merchant of Venice.
Yeah,
Merchant
look
of Venice.
That, shit
that
up,
was
dude.
The first time that name was ever used. I
wow.
think he pulled it from like a Hebrew, like shorter version. But this is a fact I picked up today.
I was gonna
from
say
TikTok.
That's from TikTok.
From TikTok.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're big fans of TikTok.
Yeah.
Big fans of TikTok.
Oh. I'm trying to get on it.
You know, I think you're absolutely right. This is true. Jessica, we're just doing a quick Wikipedia here before we get to the actual first segment.
Yeah.
I feel like you really researched me, dude. This
the origins of your name.
Yeah, it's no for sure. It's it was the oldest written record of the name with its current spelling is found as the name of the Shakespearean character Jessica from the play The Merchant of Venice. So,
man.
TikTok, teaching
TikTok.
Me.
TikTok. We edit out the part where I learned that from TikTok and act like I just knew
no,
it.
No. keeping that part in. We're definitely keeping that part in. So, Jessica, the first segment that we play on every podcast is a segment we like to call Fuck This Place? Question mark.
Fuck This Place.
Okay.
And what we do is we look at Craigslist postings from your neck of the woods. It's Eastern North Carolina Craigslist.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not a Mount Olive one specifically.
No, it's not big enough. Yeah.
So we're gonna. I'm gonna read three Craigslist titles, and you're gonna choose the one we don't look at, and then we're gonna
okay.
look at the other two.
Okay.
So, first title is Repossession Agent, Rocky Mount Office. Repossession Agent.
I know Rocky Mount.
Number two, House Cleaner Need. Number three, I need to download Call of Duty Season 2 update. It is 86 gigs. Which one do you not want to click on? Call of Duty, House Cleaning, or Repossession Agent?
The Call of Duty one.
You don't want to click on. Fuck them.
No,
we don't need
it. I don't want to get all video gamey with
you.
You
know,
this,
it's obvious that person
dudes.
Has no idea what to do with a computer.
No.
So that, leave them. Leave, you know, if this is the real Call of Duty, you'd be dead.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, okay, we're going to look at House Cleaner Need. And because we know Repossession Agent's going to be a trip. Okay, so House Cleaner Need. It's in Fuquay Arena. Yeah, I thought it was Fuquay. My wife always called it Fuckway Vagina.
Fuckway Vagina.
Yeah. She's from Raleigh. It's Fuquay in Holly Spring area. It's a place. I need a cleaner part-time and full-time. Okay. I need a cleaner part-time and full-time. Uh-huh. Call me instead of emailing me. Call for details, and there's a number, and it says, for the cleaning position for my company. Very confused so far. Please, and this is in all caps, please do not text. Please, with a PLZ, leave a message, M-E-S-G, and I will return your call. I am looking for people to work. No experience needed. I will train. And then it says, I will not respond to text messages. I am expanding my business. And that is the post.
Well, it's obviously, this is Eastern North Carolina. It's an older person that does not want to use technology.
Yeah. This person's been texted before?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I definitely think there's a chance that they're older, but I do think that they've been on Craigslist before.
Yeah, but I don't know that they love the idea of having to be on Craigslist.
No. They begrudge it for sure. A lot.
Yeah. Like, we're going to just put an ad in the paper.
Yes. Yeah. Or just like shout down the street like we used to do. But I just think that this person has posted on Craigslist before. People have texted them. And they have either not been able to read the texts or have just been utterly overwhelmed that they got them in the first place.
Yeah.
That they're trying to be as clear as possible. I want you to call. Leave a message. Because I'm not going to pick up.
Leave a message.
and then
it's like when my grandma finally got a cell phone and we made her carry it for emergencies. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And it's going off in the doctor's office and it's ringing. She looks at the lady next door and she's like, I think you need to answer that.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's strange to me that this person is like, I can't answer your text because I'm so busy expanding my business.
Yeah.
I'm expanding my business at such a rate that I can't even reply to text messages.
For sure. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm expanding my business. I'm just so busy because...
I wonder what the business is, though.
Yeah. I mean, okay.
Well, it's a dirty-ass business, apparently.
Yeah, for sure. I think that best-case scenario, this person runs a...
cleaning business.
Yeah, cleaning business. Uh-huh. Worst case, dead body removal.
Yeah. I also think it's funny that this person was like, I need someone part-time. You know what? And full-time. Just like looking around at like the dirty headquarters. It's like, you know what? I'm going to need someone else also 40 more hours on top of
on top of
the 20
hours. But that is what leads me to believe that it's a cleaning business.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. That they're expanding. So they're like, we need part-time help and
how many people
help.
Do you think are employed at this place right now? There's the person who posted this,
good
but
question.
Also they can't do that much because they're so busy expanding their business in other ways.
Absolutely.
I'm guessing it's just them right
just
now.
Them. Uh-huh.
I was going to say, best case scenario, they have one more. One more haggard.
Yeah.
Like their brother.
Who really doesn't help much.
No.
Yeah, I feel like it's a very Pinky in the Brain style scenario between them. Like, that's their relationship. Is
for
just,
sure.
Like, the brother is just, like, spilling, like, buckets of water trying to carry a bunch of stuff around.
He's just a cartoon brother. Yeah, I think you're right. I think that they're hamstrung as far as the labor force goes. I do think that now that you mention it, it does look like this was written by a person in a rush.
Yeah.
I mean,
is it all caps?
No, we're about one half caps
okay.
here.
Yeah.
Not
but,
full
but
on.
But with this person's aversion to technology, I almost feel like they accidentally hit caps lock and didn't know how to take it off.
Yeah.
So it just started becoming like a yelling scenario.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. That's possible. Mm-hmm. It's very possible that it's not intentional. I will say that it doesn't mention compensation in the actual job, but in the little tiny box, compensation says, please call for details. So that's minimum wage.
Uh-huh.
guaranteed or less than minimum wage.
Yeah, less than minimum wage is what I was going to say. Yeah. I feel like it might be one of those like per job type deals.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then it's just like unless you work 200 jobs a day.
Yeah, yeah.
Then, is it where it's located sure. though? Stevens Pond.
How? What's Stevens Pond like?
I don't know.
It's Stevens Pond Drive.
But it's such a country... Oh. Fucking, am I allowed to cuss? I
bet yeah, yeah. Oh, this is called Fuck This Place.
Oh, that's so, right. That's right.
You're good to go. Yeah, it's in, you know, well, let's talk
about there's just so many way. Ponds in North Carolina that that one's just named after Steven.
Where is this in relation to, and this is just a call back to Sam Lindsay, another North Carolina guest. Where is this in relation to the triangle?
Well, it's south of the triangle.
South of the triangle?
Yeah.
But nice. Isn't it pretty much a part of the triangle?
That's why my wife is more familiar with calling it fuckway vagina.
Yeah.
Is because. Because
of the triangle.
Yeah. Because yeah, the triangle.
Uh-huh.
She's from the triangle. And so she's familiar enough with the outer lying enclaves, shall we say.
Gotcha.
Yeah, this is not, you would not exactly, I would not classify, this was on Eastern North Carolina, I would not classify this as Eastern North Carolina.
Yeah.
I would classify this as triangle adjacent / Piedmont.
Gotcha.
Piedmont, yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Well, let's see if the next one is a little more geographically.
Fuck this place.
Oh, yeah, I know for sure. Fuck this place.
Do not want to work for this place. I can't help but feel like if this whoever's posting this is putting up such a wall against communication that being in the room with them is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, it's a really good point. It will also imagine that you do have a job and you're somehow off-site and you have to text them or something. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. communication is going to be bad, whether you're in the room, whether you're out of the room.
Yep. But let me say, just for props on this place, where if you do work there, I bet you could, like, set your own hours and just kind of do
you
what
think
you
so?
Want. I think, to a degree.
I mean, if you're cleaning someone else's business, you're going to have to kind of go off their hours, right?
So I just feel like they would say that. You know what I mean? This job has absolutely no perks whatsoever. Uh-huh. So I feel like if there's any kind of perk where there's an out, like, I mean, I don't want to get too deep into this, but Nick and I have been talking a lot about the gig economy.
Yeah.
And their number one, like, pitch is like, well, you can set your own hours and work, like, so you're fucking
when you
dead.
Want.
Yeah.
Like, you can set your own hours and get a dollar an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Oh, wow, that's great. So I'm just saying, if there was even the tiniest hint of the possibility of flexibility, I feel like this person would mention that.
Yeah.
To attract.
There's no way they're like not showing their hand about the perks of the job.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There are no
this
perks.
This is everything they got.
This person is going to, mean, if we're 50% caps lock, they're going to yell at you at least half the time.
Yeah.
He'll train you, though.
They will train. Mm-hmm. And
if you need training cleaning,
then
you are 12. You have never had choice.
Oh, my God, this is a pedophile.
And you're in big trouble. You're just in big trouble no matter what. Well, yeah, okay, so fuck this place.
Fuck this place.
Yeah.
All right, so repossession agent. Rocky Mount office in Rocky Mount. It's not a super long post. Okay, so it says, do you want to be a part of an expanding team? Okay.
Oh, I'm excited already.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Do you want to work for a top repossession company? Do you have repossession experience? Mm-hmm. If yes, apply today. Quick pause. I feel like we run into this more than once when people are asking about, like, how many repossession companies can there possibly be? If you have repossession experience, surely you know there's three places you can go. Like, you know what I mean? I work
there
for Dave's Place.
There was a whole TV show on this.
Of course. Yeah, we're not working for Dog. That's for sure.
Right.
They would advertise that. I'm just saying, like, there's just, I'm sure there's, like, a lot of rogue agents out there.
There are, yeah.
But what I'm saying is, if you're a top repossession company.
Yeah.
We all know who you are or aren't.
Right.
Anyway, I'm just saying.
But maybe, like, they're trying to
recruit.
You're
fishing,
like,
in a pond that has no. If you say you're a top repossession company and you're asking if someone has repossession experience, you know the other top companies that they have worked for. I'm just saying the Craigslist pond is not where you should be fishing.
I just wonder, like, how do you differentiate yourself from your competition? And that's just like, we are the top, as in, like, our competitors, they will just simply bring back your stuff, whereas we will bring you back your stuff and beat up the person who took it. You know, it's just like, what are they doing to separate themselves?
I would imagine it's numbers.
Like, we'll burn their house down. You know, like how does it
repossess dollar numbers? You know, like, I bet you, you know.
If you can find cars that people are hiding so they don't get repossessed.
Yeah, the hard ones. Yeah. The hard cases to crack.
Right.
Oh, wow.
You're like, if I've got a 90% successful rate.
Like
a bit of
a sleuthing thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think there's definitely some sleuthing.
Okay. I kind of like that.
Okay, so Nick is getting closer to the yes. Okay, it's just
cool hat. What?
Someone's going to punch that hat right off your head. What we are looking for, a self-starter with the drive and discipline to perform successfully under limited supervision. I believe that.
Yeah. That's about kicking people's asses, too, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Uh-huh. An individual with basic mechanical skills. Mm-hmm. That makes mm-hmm. sense. We will train you on the latest industry standard. Just need to know you have common truck knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to prison for stealing vehicles?
Yeah. Right, right, right.
Come on down.
How, I mean, that's
how thick
experience.
Are your forearms?
Man, some of those forearms are so thick.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's good for choking.
Is that what it is?
Good for
I just
think
they've held a lot of ropes. That's
oh,
what I always
yeah,
thought.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is choking, I
yeah,
guess, too.
Yeah, choking. Good for choking.
Top-notch communicator. The gift, I do love this. The gift of gab is Repo Man's uh-huh. best friend.
It's true. Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And
sure.
you can't be afraid to get out of the truck. Okay.
That'd be very funny, like Repo Man who won't get out of the truck. Come on. Come on. Please. Just throw it in the truck. Come on.
I would think that it is actually a requirement to get out of the truck to tow the car.
Do yeah, they have yeah. new tow trucks that you can just back up to a car and
maybe
move on?
You think they do out here though?
Zip zip zap.
You think out in the cuts in the woods they got like that kind of tech?
I don't think they're. I don't think they're doing that.
Yeah,
I don't think
no,
they're rolling with the Silicon Valley.
That 100% implies that they had hired a guy who then was like, I don't want to get out of the truck.
I'm
like,
gonna, look.
Whoa! I didn't know I'd have to get out of the car.
You hired me to drive the truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says you can't be afraid to get out of the truck, and then it says information is power.
Well, that's because they're also going to neighborhoods that maybe they're not going to be comfortable with.
Oh, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So that's why they're like, yeah. you got to get out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah.
yeah you were going to feel not safe a lot. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Like a ton.
But they said you can't be afraid. So they want somebody confident
yeah.
to
yeah.
get out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. For sure. I feel like they could have been I do appreciate the hint here, but I feel like they're still underselling it a little bit.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Well, I mean, we'll see. I mean, you know, there's not much left to that.
Do you think it's an do you think they're underselling it because they want to feel like they want to give off the appearance of being very professional, like no, we take our job very seriously. We're a family-owned company, or do you think they're more like we don't want to tell you how bad you have to beat the shit out of
people.
I'm going
to go ahead and say that number two.
Number two, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think there are a bunch of probably rednecks that just get off on this shit.
Yeah, could be, could be, could be.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh. yeah. Uh-huh.
Like uh-huh. maybe they do, like, it's family business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
more like that, you know, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. My son
How many
works
pairs
for me?
Of overalls do you own? One. Perfect answer.
Yeah. Or coveralls.
Yeah, yeah.
I will say that the sentence, information is power, it says something else to me.
Yeah.
I don't know what
yeah.
they like, said. Information is power.
Yeah, information yeah. is
it,
power.
Like, do you think they saw a movie from the 80s and then they had that slogan in it at some point and they never forgot it? Like, it was like deep to him. Fuck, that's a deep, that's a deep quote.
I'm going to put that on everything.
Yeah.
That to me says they're trying to convey something else that they're not being, they're not good at conveying it. You know, but they're trying to be
like saying, do you like think the being able to talk circles around somebody.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, being able to overwhelm someone with your words.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
is just, frustrating
exactly.
To
I
them.
Think or I think even like if you like maybe they're they like get information on people and use it as leverage.
Yeah.
Like if they don't want to get in a physical confrontation, they'd be like, yeah, but we know X, Y, and Z secrets.
Oh, my God.
About you.
You're blackmailing someone to get
wow.
their
yeah,
car back.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we know you cheated on your wife. I'm taking
yeah,
this car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, just shit like that.
Yeah.
We know that you have a job thing. That's under the table and you yeah. owe child support.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
all
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
doing is taking your car. So congratulations. you got out
so,
of clean.
So look, either you fucking get killed or we're taking this Kia back. What is it, dude?
Yeah.
Like that?
It's all about the Kia.
I don't know how much credit I'm giving these people. They probably just hicks. I don't know.
I would say that they're hoping that you would feel a lot of that. So, uh-huh, you know, uh-huh, you uh-huh. and your hat and your trench coat and your...
Yeah, but yeah. the woman that's right... I'm betting this is a woman, like the wife that's riding this.
Yeah.
I can see her. She's definitely got, like, bleach blonde hair.
For sure.
Oh, I'm into that.
Nails
yeah, yeah, yeah.
done. You know, she is
super
hot.
Long nails? No, you think short?
I think, like, medium. Not mm-hmm. too long.
I was going to say, if she's typing on the keyboard, it's making double clicks because there's something
yeah.
like...
But not...
Maybe, no, that's a little bit more of a Latina thing, I think.
Yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah
this
yeah.
is a white lady.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
This
yeah,
is
yeah.
a white lady with, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. just, like...
I'm over here thinking hoop earrings. I'm wrong.
Well, I'm not saying there aren't hoop earrings,
yeah.
but not in the office.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is a business. They do extend beyond the length of the finger.
Absolutely.
For sure. Mm-hmm. But not by a ton, because I think that the truth is this person still does have to do some of this manual stuff from time to time.
Oh,
so
okay.
You can't afford to have the full length
right.
of the
we're
full
blowing
on.
This case open, man.
We're getting in there. We can
and
repossess this
she,
business.
She's a fan of the French tip.
Definitely. Oh. Good old-fashioned French tip.
Gotcha.
You familiar with the French?
Yeah, just the white.
Just
the white.
White.
The
just making sure.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's for the listeners as well. Uh-huh. It's a little white on the end of
that's
the
That's for back when
nails.
I listen to this pod later on.
Yeah. Okay, let's finish the ad. It says, what you need, a high school diploma or equivalent, fair, be 22 years of age. I would love to see a 22-year-old jump in on this game. With a clean driving record to be approved by our insurance. No felonies or criminal background. No felonies on criminal background check to pass VTS certification. Perks and benefits. New fleet vehicle. Okay. New. Fleet maintenance program to keep your truck in tip-top shape.
So it sounds like they give you the truck.
It sounds like it's your
like
truck.
Like you take the truck home.
Which is nice.
That is very nice.
That is
so
very
you could
nice.
Just be on call.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
I'm sure you're definitely on call. Yeah. I'm sure you're getting a lot of calls at random hours.
Yeah. And it says that it says it's company paid. So, again, I think they're paying for those truck expenses. Eligibility to enroll in major medical, dental, vision, disability, and life insurance plans. Okay, the fact that there's insurance at all is a legit perk.
Yeah.
And then eligibility to enroll in 401k savings. Fine. Reply with your resume and contact info. And then for compensation, there's not listed in the ad, but in the box it says commission per car, $60,000 per year. So I am sure this is commission only.
Yeah.
Ain't no base.
Absolutely. No. You get a truck paid for.
Yeah, the truck is paid for. And then it's
gas
chaos.
Paid for.
They didn't say it. So
they didn't say. I thought they said like.
It's I don't know the gas would be.
No.
Yeah,
it's
fuel
cards
for cover gas expenses.
I don't think I read that.
Yeah. No, I think. Yeah. No, but I do think that is your base pay. What there
is
what,
the truck
is the truck and all that.
And the freedom to move.
Yeah. Which
yeah,
is
but you wouldn't
expense.
Be able to use it too much for personal. I don't imagine, right?
No, you can't.
They're not going to pay for all your gas to pick up the kids from school.
Probably not.
It's also one of those things where people are going to see you. You know, you're going to get spotted out in the wild if you're driving that truck around.
Yeah,
you can't
just drive it around. Yeah, because I'm like, that's the motherfucker who took my truck.
Yeah,
it's like you go to pick up your kids. You got four kids. You're like, chain yourselves up right now back there.
Yeah, they did not mention passengers.
Yeah, no, not at all.
But yeah, so, you know, for that area of North Carolina, and I would say even in general, that's a reasonable amount of money to get. That's not exactly the money that you're guaranteed to get.
Right. Well, but it's a decent pay for
there. Oh, for sure is.
I would say this maybe answers our questions about what makes them the top.
Because they
even offer this kind of stuff. I wouldn't even think that.
That's a good point.
You know, that a place would.
Yeah,
like
Rodney's.
Would be like, we're going to give you a new car.
Yeah, for sure. Like, although, you know, new is probably going to.
They might hit you with a new to you.
Uh-huh. 1985. But yeah, no, I think you're right. That this may, in fact, be a halfway legit company.
Mm-hmm. I think
I'm just
going to
check the reply in case the email has like.
I mean, they might run it out of their trailer, but I think it is. They got. Mm-hmm. I bet they have new vehicles out that look better than the trailer.
Yeah.
That they're working out of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to look professional. All right. Well, I mean,
if I was a person that was kind of into this line of work, generally speaking, I would definitely inquire.
Mm-hmm.
Me, Nick
you
Aragon.
You were too soft-spoken. Could you imagine?
No, that's what I'm saying. Me, Nick Aragon? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I couldn't even do this if they made me.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir. 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 Could you? Sir. Sir. Could you?
I'm not getting out of the truck.
I'll be here.
I would never even gotten out of the truck.
You're that guy.
I would drive the truck to the location. I would see the car behind me and I would go, fuck. And then I would leave. And I would yell at myself all the way home. And that would be it. And I would turn in the keys and be like, thanks guys for the opportunity. I don't want to burn my
bridge. I didn't get it. No, I did not.
I'll pay your
gas. I saw him, but I didn't know.
I'll pay the gas for the car if I have to.
My bad.
So yeah, that would be that's a no. Just because I can't, you know. But again, I would say that if I was,
if you were this type of guy, this sounds like it would be a good gig.
Would be a decent gig.
Mm-hmm. What about you? You in?
I'd be in until the dudes come running out. That would scare me.
Yeah.
You know, I think I could handle some of the other stuff. Like I could talk shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, talking shit from a window of a car.
Yeah,
it's a good time.
That's easy.
It's a real good
talking
time.
Talking shit like after the fact when I'm in the car by myself driving home. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I'm lighting that motherfucker up later on. I'm saying some shit.
Oh yeah.
Occasionally, I'm checking my rearview mirror just in case he's not there.
Like, yeah, that's right. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Oh, shit, was that? No, that's not. Fuck that guy.
That's the truth. Yeah, it would be a nightmare. It mm-hmm. would be a little bit of a nightmare. But if you, you know, if you're capable, this does sound like a possibly decent situation if you're capable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Holding it down. All so, right. me, so I mean, yeah, fuck that place.
Fuck this place.
What's up, dudes?
Hey Nick there.
Chase here.
That's us. Mm-hmm. I wanted to let you all know that you can actually call or text us about your job.
Ever felt like you wanted to be on the show, but you don't really know us?
Or it's just like too far away.
Well, we got a phone number now, guys.
Yeah, it's
470-BAD-JOBS.
You can either call that number and you can leave a voicemail on our job hotline, or you can text it and we will maybe read it on the show. I'm not going to say we're definitely going to read it on the show. That seems reckless.
Yeah.
Just because if you write poo poo caca, we're not going to put that on the show.
Oh man, I might read poo poo
caca. But all you got to do is call
470-BAD-JOBS.
And you leave that voicemail. And again, it doesn't have to be like all bad job stuff. It could be that something good happened. What if you got a new job and you want to tell somebody about it, but there's no one to tell? You can tell us.
You have no friends.
Or you have friends, but you just haven't told them yet, you know, and you want to, or you've already told them, but you want someone else.
Yeah, yeah.
You want someone else to give you a shout out.
Tell me and Chase. We want to know.
So the number is 470-223-5627 or
470-BAD-JOBS.
Okay. Back to the show.
Back to the show. Jessica, what's the first job you ever had?
Legal?
And wherever that
whatever
answer leads you.
Yeah, whatever that means. To you.
Just here
I'm
to
very
listen.
Intrigued now. In either direction.
Well, you know, I babysat at my trailer park
right.
for way too little of money.
Okay.
I babysat for these lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
It was a whole trailer full of lesbians.
Really? And like a whole trailer park or just one trailer full
just
of
one
lots
trailer.
Of lesbians?
Full of two lesbians or multiple?
No,
lesbians?
Multiple.
Copy.
Really?
There
How old were you?
I was 14.
You're 14.
Okay. Yeah.
You hanging out with these lesbians who want you to babysit their kids?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And the kid's two.
Kid's two. Okay.
Right? His name, ironically, is BJ.
BJ. Okay. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Pretty heavy irony.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 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 yeah.
On that name.
The only BJ in this house.
Yeah. Will never be another. Yeah.
And he was the only child in the...
No, they had an older kid, but she was going to school. I forget. She was like 11 or something.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
So, but he was obviously not in school.
Uh-huh.
And
they just
was
at
from,
work all day.
Yeah, the they had to work. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I took this kid... all through the summer, pushed him around the trailer park doing drugs, doing stupid shit.
Mm.
You were doing drugs? Okay, yeah. Not the kid. Yeah, the kid wasn't doing
all
drugs.
Right.
And you just like do drugs, show up,
uh-huh.
or you do drugs.
Well, I smoked weed with him too,
right.
It wasn't like...
Yeah. Like hanging out, or he was just there and you were smoking weed?
He was just there.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
like
the
moms.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Right, and then you just go on walks and stuff.
Yeah, we'd go on walks, and I would carry this poor kid all around the trailer park all day long.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And he, I made...
You're smoking all this weed.
I'm smoking all this weed and fucking these dudes. You know, like, I was like, it's nap time.
Uh-huh.
You know, but
yeah,
then, I would watch him there for like 10 hours a day,
uh-huh.
and I only made $10.
Oh!
You better smoke weed.
Man, only $10. That is a literal dollar an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
Did you get to eat their food?
You know,
at least,
when you said, hold on a second. When you said that, you know, you were asking whether the money was legal or not, I thought there was a chance that the illegal money would be more fun than the legal money.
No.
Doesn't sound like it.
No, not at all.
No, and it was more of a favor, obviously.
Indeed.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you it know? Was really just like.
It was just a little extra weed
gonna
money
be
for
in
me.
The trailer park, so I might as well pay. You
yeah.
and you can't ask for much because you have no fucking idea what you should be charging.
Right.
What?
So $10 it is.
So 14, are you in school?
I am, but it was summer.
Summer.
So, okay. So, I'm sorry.
I'm
so
pretty sure it was, yeah.
So, was it 5 days a week?
It wasn't 5 days a week, but it was just whenever they needed me.
Oh, so they would
whenever
just
they
like...
needed a 10-hour block.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And I, you know, I could take him anywhere. So
that's
it
was, true.
Uh-huh.
It was convenient.
Uh-huh, uh-huh,
right.
Uh-huh.
And then
I also
didn't change your day.
No. Uh-huh. No, it didn't. Not at all.
Yeah.
In no measurable way
just
whatsoever.
Put him in your backpack and just kept going.
Mm-hmm. I also
he was like
worked
a pug.
For the trailer park manager.
Okay.
So she had me
at the same time? You're freelancing all over the place?
I'm freelancing all
uh-huh.
over the place.
Nice.
I'm an entrepreneur.
Big economy.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Like,
I'll
I'm taking over.
Job.
I'm taking over this trailer park,
yeah.
you know?
So what did the
training your kids. I'm getting in on the system young.
What did the manager have you do? The
like
manager.
Answer phones and
right.
Organize papers,
uh-huh.
All that upstairs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like real office work.
Yeah.
You bring the kid?
No, I don't think
I ever did.
Okay,
got it. So you weren't double dipping
in
the time. You know?
Right.
You weren't getting two different $10 at one time.
Right.
Exactly. And I even forget what I got paid for that.
Probably more than $10 a day.
I think
though.
So. Yeah. Because she also, like, she would hire, like, my friend Heather would go and paint that, like, the outside of the pool house thing.
Mm.
We did have a pool, but don't get it twisted. This was a trashy ass.
Like above ground?
No.
Oh.
It was underground.
It was just old. Uh-huh. My guess.
But
like
don't get it twisted
ass.
That this trailer park was trashy. Mm. They've since remodeled it and taken out a lot of the dilapidated trailers.
Uh-huh.
So looking better.
Uh-huh.
You ever
How's
go back?
The pool?
I don't know. I haven't seen the pool.
Got it.
Uh-huh. You just go back and be like, I remember.
Yeah, just drive
before
through.
Before gentrification happened in this.
In this trailer park. You guys got a smoothie bar now.
Yeah, exactly. That's really like that.
There's a beer bar in this trailer park. Who opened a sushi restaurant here?
I will take a sake bomb, though. you were painting. Okay, so you're.
But our trailer park manager was cool. She liked my mom a lot. They got along, and she would always show up at our trailer in her golf cart, you know, already wasted, and bring over six pack.
You know,
she was cool.
Mm. That was cool.
Yeah.
So, this. The manager, like the office job, sounds like a legit job. Or was that also under the table?
It was under the table.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. It's just
okay.
Everybody who's here.
So you're working multiple under the table jobs at 14.
Yeah. And I helped my mom at the Chinese restaurant she was working at because my mom was on work release. You know, she couldn't. She had to be approved wherever she was working, and also they had to want to hire convicts.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You know,
and then in this specific case, also this convict's kid. Who also had a kid with her. Just like, you're traveling, like, this is my daughter and this is the baby she hangs out with.
That's hilarious. And you're like doing paperwork on the way in and the way out. Like, I got so many units I got to fill.
So when I say work release, I take that back because at this point she was on house arrest.
Got it.
Not because work release, she always worked at Denny's.
So wait, did the restaurant pay you or was your mom just paying you to come and?
The restaurant would pay me.
Got it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But also under the table.
Yep.
But
they paid her. They paid her under the table
right.
for most things, too.
Right. Okay, gotcha. And what were you doing there? Like busting tables, just like little stuff like that?
Yep. Just taking orders.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You, like, we generally, like, get guests who have a few different first jobs, because when you're a kid, you can only work so many things.
Mm-hmm.
You have worked all those jobs at once for your first job.
That's correct. Yeah. Someone will be like, oh, well, I was babysitting, and then they move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
like, oh, well, I helped out like with my dad's office thing.
Yeah.
Like, or like, oh, yeah, I was, I
bussing
started
tables.
Bussing tables.
Yeah.
Every single one.
You had all those jobs for a summer at the same time. And still managed to smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah, for
a
sure.
A lot of weed, dude.
Sure.
And then I started doing meth. But that
for sure.
Well, maybe that's why I could balance.
Well, you got, if you're going to put in all those hours, you're going to put in 10 hours for $1 an hour.
So it sounds like you cannot die. you will live forever.
Yeah. Okay, then what was your first, legal, the thing where you had to sign everything and do
Taco
all that?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Oh,
in
man.
North Carolina.
Hell yes.
Oh, man.
Taco. I only worked there for like 2 weeks, though.
Sure.
And then I went to Dairy Queen.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And I worked there for a little bit. Uh-huh. And then I met this guy that was working at the Waffle House.
Uh-huh.
And it seemed like it was a great idea. And I went and moved to the Waffle House.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And then after the Waffle House.
Well, how long? We're pumping the brakes here.
Yeah. You were only at Taco Bell for 2 weeks. Did you quit or did you just immediately got that job at Dairy Queen? So you were like.
I quit. It was a whole thing. The guy that was managing accused me of stealing from the register.
Oh, tale as old as time.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah,
truly.
Yeah. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Especially because that guy was probably the one stealing from the register.
Right,
which is
exactly.
What we found. Yeah,
exactly.
That's how it always goes.
Long time listeners to the pod.
Yeah, they know. They've heard the other episodes.
But Taco Bell was cool because you could smoke weed outside of.
Hell yeah.
By the dumpster.
Like, they absolutely believe that about Taco Bell.
Yes. Yeah, anybody who goes to Taco Bell and expects really anything at all is an idiot.
Yeah.
But then when I worked at the Waffle House, you could still smoke in the back.
Yeah. In North Carolina, for a long time, you could smoke in restaurants.
Yeah.
Smoke weed in restaurants?
No,
dude.
Just cigarettes.
I guess you could smoke weed if you were like, wow, I'm very bold.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying, because you were saying they didn't drug test. At Taco Bell. Like, that's where I took the weed.
They didn't drug test
at Waffle Houses where people were smoking like behind the line. Like they were because Waffle Houses and like they could just. I mean,
oh, a little bit in the exit.
Was that legal? Yeah, probably not. But again, it's a Waffle House, so let it go.
Yeah, you don't want some trash.
Like you can see what the guy's doing. He's just smoking and cooking your food. He's not.
He's not breathing the smoke into your food.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah. You're like an emulsion or something.
It gives it that smoky flavor.
Like you can tell what he's doing. That's what I'm saying. He's not spitting in your food or like tossing on the floor. Like you see everything he's doing. All he's doing is smoking and turning the spatula. Anyway, Waffle House.
Mm-hmm.
Let's dive in. How did you get the Waffle House job while you're at Dairy Queen? You just this guy?
There was a guy I was dating, and also my best friend at the time, Jenny, was looking into it because they were just opening up a Waffle House in Goldsboro.
Okay.
And they were doing like a brand
new
Waffle House. Ooh. We didn't have a Waffle House. This is nice, right?
Yeah.
So they were doing like a mass hiring and training and all this. So you just go and apply, and I just went and applied.
Yeah.
And how old were you?
I don't know, 16 or 17?
You were 16, 17. You already had 22 jobs at this point.
Yeah.
You had a whole life.
Yeah. So they were like, oh my God, what is experience? Yes, of course. You say you smoked weed here and here and here.
So
the manager actually really liked me at Waffle House.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people could smoke weed outside of the Waffle House?
Well, because believe it or not, I was one of the ones that was the most put together.
I believe that. Waffle Houses are, they're the Wild West. They're like, they're really the only last one, I think, of an organized restaurant.
I was
not
good at it, though.
Really?
Uh-huh. No.
What were you not good at? What were you hired for?
A waitress.
Okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's a hard job to be a waitress.
At a Waffle House in particular.
Yeah, just I can't even imagine just trying to remember or like trying to write quickly what the order is.
Yeah, and they want you to do all those smothered covered. They want you to call it. Uh-huh. Blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh.
Right, there's like a whole system at Waffle House.
So I ended up having to work second shift, which was the worst shift.
Yeah.
And you know how much they pay you, at least back then, for Waffle House?
No.
Per hour?
Oh,
it's like
$2.25. Yep, we have been over this on the podcast. In certain states, especially North Carolina for sure, they don't require to pay you minimum wage per hour if it's a waiting table job. So like even now, I mean, maybe it's $3 or $4 an hour now.
Because they assume you'll make it up in tips.
Because they assume you'll make it up in tips. Yep.
So you're kind of living like a Mad Max lifestyle. You're a bit of a nomad. And then you're working this Waffle House job.
And you get second shift.
Yeah. What are the hours on second shift?
It was like two to seven or something like that. Six, something. I can't remember.
Who comes in? I mean, obviously we know who could come in.
Yeah.
But who comes into your Waffle House for the
Oh, there's the one guy that I'll never forget. It was an old guy. He would come in every day. Mm-hmm. He would order a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He would play She Thinks My Tractor Sexy
okay.
on the jukebox,
uh-huh.
want to talk to me for an hour, uh-huh. and leave me a dollar.
Fuck that dude. Uh-huh.
Right?
Those old dudes that just come in for the worst coffee in the world. Like, there's every establishment, every McDonald's, uh-huh. every Wendy's, every Waffle House has, like, one or multiple of those old dudes that'll just walk there or drive there real slow.
My uncle was one of them.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Always going to McDonald's.
No.
Yeah.
No. He was a McDonald's guy.
Uh-huh. He had respect.
Yeah.
Go to the McCafe now.
Yeah.
God damn.
So what do you want to talk to you about? Just shoot the shit?
Yeah.
Just hang out.
I don't even remember what we talked. He would just uh-huh. talk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He's like, this is a good song.
Yeah.
Every day.
He loved that song, dude.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
loved
and,
it.
And back, I mean, especially in his world, like, that guy's never owned maybe even a record player. You know, like, maybe he's owned a record player. Uh-huh. But, like, if he wants to hear She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy, that's how he hears it.
Yeah.
Right, or
his
truck.
That is his iPod.
Yeah. yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or it just so happens to come on the radio.
On. Yeah, exactly.
Like, that guy didn't have a CD.
No.
That guy didn't have a CD.
No. Uh-huh. No, not at all.
At all.
So how long did you say you were at this Waffle?
Like 6 or 7 months.
Uh-huh. And did you quit? Or did you?
Yes, I think I quit. Yeah, I quit. Because then I went and worked for Winn-Dixie, which
is a grocery store.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I actually really loved that job. I was really good at it, and I
what
ended
were you doing
up,
there? Carts?
Fuck you, dude.
A real carts vibe.
I'm screaming carts to you? Really?
Carts.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I was misinformed by all that, like, smoking weed with babies talking earlier. I'm sorry. I'm out of. I'm sorry.
She's maturing and aging.
Okay, all right.
You can tell by my job experience as I moved along. I was the most together with it at Waffle House. Okay. Things are moving up.
Less method, right?
I apologize. So what were you doing?
I was a cashier.
Okay.
And I moved myself up before the end of high school to front-end manager. Thank you.
Okay. Hey. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
That is, that's true. Like, there is a lot of movement if you're decent in the cashier world.
Oh, yeah. I was so fast, dude. Mm-hmm. I was so good at throwing those cans.
That's the first thing I think of when I think of a cashier. A good cashier, I want someone who can chuck some cans.
Chuck a can.
Yeah.
I could. I was good, dude. And I had the long ass nails.
Did you have a bagger that
we'd have baggers, yeah, but also we would bag our own. So we had the bagger thing on the end and then one right beside us.
A little triangle of just a thousand plastic bags.
Exactly.
Stuffing full of shit. Yeah.
Yeah. I was fast at that shit, dude. Yeah.
So, I mean, we've talked about a bunch of jobs. It all still feels like it fits into your first job somehow. Like, it's a more of a first chunk of jobs in your life. Mm. What would you say is the worst job you've ever had?
The worst job that I ever had. I've worked so many jobs, too. Like, you're not even... Because I went in the military.
Right.
I DJed weddings part-time.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I worked at UPS Freight.
Mm-hmm. This is all a picture of what you're picking from. There's lots of range here.
Uh-huh.
There is. The worst, I would say Waffle House, but I had a good time working there with the people and being stupid.
So maybe that's not the worst.
You can make out with your boyfriend on your break.
That's not worst.
That's definitely not the worst.
It's not worst.
Right? So how could that be the worst?
It can't be.
It's got to probably be the babysitting job, just because of now that I look back on how much I made. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, I was raising the kid for days, you know? Yeah.
For free.
Definitely for free. would you say, though, like, what was the job you enjoyed the least?
All know that you were absolutely taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And I would say Dairy Queen, because they were a little bit too highfalutin for me.
Really?
For Dairy Queen.
Fancy schmancy Dairy Queen.
I've never been to a Dairy Queen that I would call highfalutin.
Yeah, walk out like snobs.
I mean, them and their dip cones.
Yeah, you know how hard that is?
Uh-huh. Super hard.
Yeah, and they get really...
You upside down.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're like, I'm not fucking taking it.
Yeah, and they want their McFlurry. What is the...
Blizzard.
The Blizzard fucking turned upside down.
Fuck, I love the Blizzard.
So is that the clientele that you were pissed with there, or the... Just
the job itself and the clientele and the people I worked with. They weren't as fun.
Oh, so they were... What are they highfalutin about? Like, the quality of the...
You had to work.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, these pieces of shit. Yeah.
Every day with this? Just give me my baby and let me go back to smoking weed. You haven't even issued me my baby yet.
Yeah, it was just a lot.
I mean, it sounds like a lot so far.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you had to fill the ice cream machines and clean them. And it wasn't just making ice cream.
Yeah, there's like, that's the thing that's so weird about Dairy Queen is there's a bunch of food there that you really shouldn't eat.
Yeah.
There's kind of a lot of,
like, the barbecue
hamburgers.
Super awful. That barbecue sandwich is so bad.
Yeah.
They have hot dogs, don't they?
I think
like
so.
Like chili dogs and stuff?
Yeah.
It's too much.
It's too much. Yeah,
on that menu.
I agree.
So maybe there was something going on there. Like, you had to... were you working the... what was your position at Dairy Queen?
I mean, I just did the ice cream.
You were just on ice cream. Got it.
Just an ice cream person. But
so
I wasn't...
you were the cashier person who did
right.
ice cream?
Is or that, the drive-thru.
Break that up? Okay, drive-thru.
Oh,
you know?
Always another nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I don't think we had
food
there.
It's sort of front of house.
I don't think we had food at all.
Oh, you didn't?
You
okay.
were just... okay, now
I think all we had
like
was
that.
Ice cream.
Okay.
Because I know the Dairy Queens have food.
They do have
I don't think this one then did.
Because
all I did was ice cream. Because
they knew who they were back then.
Yeah.
As a brand.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
feel like
yeah.
they shouldn't have veered from that.
Right.
So, you were doing ice cream. So how long did you say you were there?
2 weeks.
Three weeks.
So you were, talk about 2 weeks.
They had gotten robbed, right?
Dairy Queen?
And I told them that I was scared and needed to quit, but I really had just gotten the job at Waffle House. That was my excuse, because you didn't know how to quit back then.
You just don't.
You know? Like, you're just like, oh, I better make something up.
Yeah.
They had just been robbed, and I was like, you know what? This is really scary to me.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to have to quit because you guys got robbed.
Yeah.
and I can't be here.
Yeah.
But really, I had just gotten the job at Waffle House and was like,
I'm out of here.
Fuck this Dairy Queen shit.
Then you literally walked across the street to the Waffle House and started working there. Is that Jessica?
You're not even wrong.
Jessica's smoking weed by the dumpster? Wait. They can smoke weed by the dumpster over there? She's making out with her boyfriend on her break. We don't even have boyfriends. We're too highfalutin.
Yeah.
We're too hardy-dorty of the people who work at Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Right, they weren't fucking, dude.
Fiancés are bust.
You put a ring on
boyfriends
it.
Over here.
Yeah.
Man, I do love Dairy Queen.
Yeah, they weren't having any fun, you know?
And that is a big difference between... I mean, you know, honestly, you could argue it could be just as easy for that Dairy Queen job to have been fun and the Waffle House job to have been shitty. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's just the people, really. I'm just saying, you know, it's not the pieces, it's the players.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
That is very nice.
Yeah, thank you. I just think it's wild that, like, I don't know, not wild, but just like ultimately true that, like, your Dairy Queen job was shitty just because everybody sucked there. Yeah. And you couldn't
make out
with your boyfriend.
And I didn't like
making
ice cream, to be fair.
Right.
I wasn't good at it.
How can you be bad at making ice cream?
Yeah.
Have you tried to dip a cone?
Oh, that's making ice cream. I mean, I'm talking, like, I've not tried to dip a cone, and I don't want to dip a cone. Mm-hmm. Ask me, and I'll not do it. I don't even want to eat. I don't like the dip cones. Not interested, to be honest.
Dip cones are quality. I like to, like,
I mean, they're good. I don't like the fact that they're waiting to get gooey on you.
Oh, yeah. They just want it to spill out.
Yeah, this ice cream is just melting on the inside.
Yeah.
And it's just like a package. It's just like, this is going to get gooey. Yeah. You don't know when. Mm-hmm. I just prefer the Blizzard, which is, you know, I like to spoon it.
Mm-hmm.
You're a spooner.
So you...
not a dipper.
I'm a major spooner. Everyone says that about me. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I like a little of both.
So what were you so bad at? I mean, let's talk about, like, what is the challenge of the dip cone?
Yeah, what is the aversion towards the dip cone?
Well, having the ice cream fall out.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Right,
you have to dip it upside down.
You have to dip it upside down.
Right, that's what's quite called a dip cone.
Yeah,
that's me talking myself.
So what's the timing on that? What's the timing?
It's
got to
be
that?
Super hard. The ice cream. Super
well,
cold.
Yeah, I guess it's got to be like in the cone really good. I don't know. I never fucking perfected
it. Right, we're asking the wrong person.
What would you say if you had to dip 10 cones? How many would drop in there?
Probably. 7.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Did they ever say, like, hey, Jessica, you're off the dip cone station?
Yes.
And also, you suck.
I had to, like, beg, like, let me try it again.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Yeah. Well, what?
And then the Blizzard, you think that'd be easy.
I would think
but
that.
But there is, like, a fine line of making it too thin or too thick. Or,
okay. Right. Because like, then you also have to turn that upside down.
You have to turn that shit upside down.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Dairy Queen
what is with that?
Has really, what is the word? They've really sealed, like, not sealed the deal. They've fucked all their employees.
Being
like, all right, you have to turn everything you make upside down. Although it is. Now that I'm thinking about it, pretty good quality control. Because if your ice cream is too thin, it's going to pour out.
It's going to pour out.
If it's too thick, you know, I guess that's not as big of a crime.
Not as big as, but then you're not going to get it like swirled in there.
You're not going to get
the cookie dough
or
the
M&Ms. You're just
going to
have like a one chunk of M&Ms on the side.
Yeah.
I love them. And an M&M Blizzard specifically, I fucking love it.
I'm more Oreo guy.
Oreo?
Oreo.
I'm a cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
Oh, right. Takes all kinds to make a world.
It really does.
But if you look at us, it all fits.
You, think
you
so?
Look like an Oreo.
Yeah.
As I've been told.
I like. Do I look like I like sharp things?
Yeah.
That's honestly my favorite thing about the M&M Blizzard is it feels like you're eating chocolate glass, and I really like that about it.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
You need a little pain in your life.
Just a little like, rawr, you know?
Yeah.
I guess
some talons to it.
Do you like pain in sex?
No.
Mm, okay.
Uh-huh. It's like, well, I thought because you liked it in your ice cream.
In most foods, I do. I think I have, this is so off topic, but I think I have a not good sense of taste. I have asthma, and I've been using inhalers all my life. And
you
I
have asthma?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Can't
that.
You see me breathing? I have asthma, and I have been using inhalers all my life, and I think... That, like, just as if I were a smoker, I think that the, like, I think it's deadened my sense of smell and taste because I really like spicy things. I really like textures in food.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you were to give me a chocolate chip cookie, I would prefer that it be room temperature rather than warm and gooey because I like the texture difference between the cookie and the chocolate. Oh. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. I think warm and gooey.
Everyone likes warm and gooey, but me. Uh-huh. For the most part. I'm not saying I won't eat it.
You got to feel something.
I got to feel something.
Yeah. You know, I, like, including you two, like, because Chase used to work in an ice cream parlor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. My best friend had a job for one day working at an ice cream parlor when we were kids, and they were a nightmare to him in that one day to where he quit a couple hours.
It's not fun.
Yeah, and I'll say, well, another one of my close friends worked for Dreyer's, the ice cream company, and he was, like, in the warehouse. I've never heard a good job in ice cream. Like, everyone I know who was worked ice cream was like, dude, fuck that.
I probably had the best job in ice cream, and it still wasn't a good job in ice cream.
It is.
Why was yours the best?
I worked at an artisanal it's a place in Atwater Village.
How old were you?
It was like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah. It was like, it's artisanal, so we didn't do anything complicated to the ice cream. So, like, unlike having to make a bunch of weird ass dip cones and all that bullshit, it was literally like, we scoop it, we serve it, there's stuff on it or not. Like, there's not like anything, like, that we did no milkshakes. That's one of the reasons I applied. I was like, oh, they don't do anything to the ice cream, which, like, you shouldn't do if it's good ice cream anyway. And all you do is fucking scoop.
That's the ice cream shop you want to work at if you have to work at
100%. You just want to serve the damn ice cream.
And I just remember as a kid that, like, the best ice cream spots, like, coming back from the beach were at, like, this convenience store.
Yeah,
or
someone just scoops it and they hand
gas
it to
station.
You. Yeah. And chocolate chip. Love it. We did get off topic there from the Dairy Queen situation.
So what was your job? So what was your first job?
I've worked at Rack Room Shoes.
Yeah, let's just do a round table of all the Rack Room, the military.
I was in the military. I worked at.
Were you in every branch of the military?
Just Air Force, I worked AT&T internet support from home.
Okay.
Actually, Embark.
From home.
Yeah.
You're like a cartoon character that has every job.
That has, like, their hands are going so fast there's multiple of them.
Yeah.
Well, how do you think I just landed at the Comedy Spot, dude?
Oh, yeah, that is the comedy club back home where we met.
Yeah, and I started working there.
No way.
Wow. So, okay.
How did you land at the Comedy Spot?
I went to help a friend in Sacramento, and I just looked up a comedy club to go watch.
Yeah.
And then I realized that, you know, I could do it too. They had open mic. I was like, anybody can do this? So I just started hanging out.
You were like, that looks like a job. I'll try that.
And that pays $10 a day.
Yeah, it's your another $10 a day job.
You're not wrong there. Yeah. So then I started doing comedy and then, you know, got to know Brian. And I was like, I really want to work here. Mm. Let me work here.
Brian Kroll, owner of the Comedy Spot back home. Yeah. Miss you, Brian. Shout out to Brian.
And shout out to Brian. Big fan of the pod.
Yeah.
And Dairy Queen. We assume.
Mignon. I kept telling her, I was like, I just want to work there. And then they finally gave me a job.
Mm-hmm. Tight. Mm-hmm. Working the door? Working?
I like
you
just.
You work in the bar too?
Worked the bar. Uh-huh. Kind of managed it when they weren't there.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Which is the Jessica story.
Mm-hmm. That's
a little bit
story.
Of everything.
And guess
everything.
What?
It might be the title
smoke
of the pod.
Weed,
that'd be a
dude.
Good one. What's up?
And guess what? I can smoke weed.
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah. What percentage of your jobs that you've had could you smoke weed at? That's up, give or take.
Probably 80, just the military.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the one I couldn't.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so
were you completely sober in the military? I mean, aside from
I mean, I drank way too much.
Yeah.
But I didn't do any
other
drugs. They
do like to compensate for that.
Yeah, we drank more than enough. It was ridiculous.
Nice.
Did you get, did you get to move around in the military at all?
Yeah, I lived in England for 2 years.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You drink a lot there.
Yeah.
What jobs do you have over there?
Military
or did you get another job?
Yeah, just the military.
Did you have
another job? Yeah. So what I would do is I volunteered with this tour company.
Uh-huh.
So I would do these tour rides, but then I got to go on all these tours for free.
Okay.
And all I had to do was count the people getting on the bus.
Oh, great.
Right? Give them their tickets and say, meet me back here.
Yeah.
Count everybody when they get back on, and I get to go do all this stuff for free.
Oh, that's rad.
Yeah, that is really cool.
Yeah. So that I did really that. Cool.
Uh-huh.
How'd you run into that?
I did babysit in England, too.
Well, pause. How did you? Of course you did. how did this tour company specifically, how did you stumble into that?
I think they were on base.
Oh, the tour company operated on base.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious, like, how you got to the point where they said it or you said it, like, hey, you can go on these tours for free if you'll just do, you know what I mean? Like,
honestly, I don't remember who or how I found out about it.
Did
but I was
go
always
on a tour? Like, did you go on one tour?
I don't think so, though. I think all the ones I did were free. I was always about trying to find a something free.
Of course. And then the tours were provided to on-base personnel, or they were just they just happened to
it
be
was anybody.
Based on base.
I think they would just happen to be on based on base.
Based on base.
Or maybe they had like an outpost. Like
right.
We had
like an office or yeah. Like a or a stop or something.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just curious when some of those random things happen. Because mm-hmm. I feel like that's how most decent situations happen. Is like,
right.
Oh, I just talked to this person and that thing happened. And
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know how we're going to answer these final three questions, but we're going to try.
We got three more questions.
We have three questions mm-hmm. that we always close the pod with. The first question is for the worst job, which I guess we is Dairy Queen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can pick another one if you want. Yeah. When were you done and how did you quit? I think we know how you quit because you went to the job fair with Waffle House
mm-hmm.
and then you got the job. When did you know I'm not doing this Dairy Queen shit? Like I got to find like when did you was it when you started looking for the Waffle House thing or like when
the Waffle House thing kind of found me?
Sure.
And I was like, thank goodness.
As they all do.
They all find us all.
That's the truth. If you are looking for a Waffle House, you're not going to find it.
It's like a mirage in the desert.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, the Waffle House will come to you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wait, be patient, my son.
In our darkest hours,
the
truth. Waffle Houses find us.
Yeah.
And it's funny because they're always open late.
And they're the only they're like the only places open on Christmas too.
Yeah.
That's
like even McDonald's is closed on Christmas mm-hmm. usually. I guess it depends. We live in a soulless city, but
yeah.
I knew I hated the ice cream thing for pretty much the jump.
Day one.
Oh. they were like, you know, the softball people of the
Go
school.
On.
You know what I mean? Like they were moms of the softball. Like they would want to. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do know.
Like
what
they'll go to the games, and I was like, "This is
the people that
supportive
were working
people."
There?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, the kids who are involved, like the kind of good kids.
Exactly, dude. Uh-huh. Like they all played sports. And
yeah,
they
okay. They're a bunch of good fucking
two-shoes.
I was
a sore thumb there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, they were like, they wanted to be welcome to Dairy Queen. You're like,
right.
What the fuck?
I had my initials tattooed on my hand from Florida.
It.
Like I did not fit in.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, got it. Did you realize that during the interview? Or did you realize that like when you got there on the first day?
It was pretty clear from day one.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Got it.
I was really surprised.
So as soon as
I got
the
job,
you were surprised. You were surprised you got the job because you were like. Why did you think
I don't fit in here?
Yeah. Okay. All right, great. Okay, I feel like that's satisfactory. Yeah. I just want to make sure. Question number two is, what's one good thing you took from that very bad job?
How to quit.
How to quit. Uh-huh. Okay, that's fine.
But
okay.
Like how to quit properly. Like I found
Come
out.
Up with an excuse, you mean?
No, like I didn't do that right. Like I should have just been upfront.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Look.
That you learned that lesson.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Like I should have just been upfront and saying, you know what? I found this other opportunity. Uh-huh. I really appreciate you guys being here and having me.
Yeah.
But I'm going to move on and try this.
Yeah, you literally could have just said that and they would have been like, okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Instead of like thinking I had to lie.
Instead of staging that whole robbery just so you'd have a.
Right, because then I told you those people were caring, right?
Yeah.
They were caring, okay? Because then the manager contacted my dad and was like, I'm so sorry she feels unsafe. We just want to make
sure
she...
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
It's like
no.
It's like a web of lies you don't give a shit about.
Kept going around, and my dad was like, what?
Uh-huh.
I didn't even know you guys got robbed. You know, it was like this whole thing, and she was like, huh? And then I had to come out with the truth that
you got caught in that lie
to Dairy Queen. You had to come out the truth to him.
Yeah, because those people were so nice. Fuck them, dude.
Go ahead. No.
Who did you have to tell that you were lying?
Who did you have to come clean to?
My dad and the manager.
Oh my God, for real? Okay,
You got caught in the lie.
Caught in the lie. So
they
you
called you out because they were just so caring.
Yeah,
they were.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. When I quit Waffle House, not a peep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Wait, so you have just been shitting on these Dairy Queen people this whole time, only to find that they were so worried about you that after you quit,
they called your dad.
Still checked up on you.
They called your dad.
And this is because they didn't have initials tattooed on their hands?
I'm just saying, at that time of my life, I did not fit there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I was
okay.
a wild child.
Okay, let's remember the perks of Waffle House. Making out with
your
boyfriend during your break. Smoking weed behind the dumpster.
Yeah,
no, that was Taco Bell.
Well, you can do both.
Okay, great. Yeah, yeah. You can do both at Waffle House.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, that's great that you just lied. And they were just so nice you had to eventually tell the truth. Yeah. Like, it is one way, in case you're trying to get someone, if you're trying to catch someone in a lie, the one way to almost guarantee it is to be so fucking nice to them.
Yeah. It is.
That it just buries them. And they're like, oh, okay, I'm going to have to. Yeah. I'm going to have to come clean on this if I want to get out of here. All right, well, yeah, so just quit your job the right way by just saying, I don't want to work here anymore.
Right, exactly.
In one way or another, 2 week notice or not. Yeah. Just be like, I'm gone because I don't like this.
I'm out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then question number three, very not related to those two jobs, is if you had to give up on your dreams right now, your comedy dreams, and you, I know, it's tough, and you had to pick a new dream or like a new kind of thing to work on or a new job or a new direction, what might that be?
I mean, do I have whatever money I need to do?
No,
stuff?
You're just you right now.
Fuck. What would I do right now? I mean, I'd have to go back to drive an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. What would I pursue? I don't know, because I was just as lost. I worked at a trash company.
It is harder for Jessica because she has had every job under the sun.
Well, you worked at a literal trash company. Like, I mean, I worked for this trash company. Like, no. I worked at the trash company. Okay, yeah, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I mean, I've done so much. I don't know.
Yeah, you feel like you run the clock out.
I don't
just
know
about
what
everything.
When I found comedy, it was finally just, my God, this is what I want to do. This is it. I can't see myself doing anything else. I guess, I don't know. I mean, somewhere where I can meet black dudes.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I got it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I mean that makes
Foot
sense.
Maybe Footlocker.
Okay. It's super Locker. I don't believe that you haven't worked at a Footlocker, honestly. You
worked that's the truth.
Every goddamn job.
It was at Rack Room Shoes. Okay. I told you.
Oh, okay.
The difference.
Yeah. Okay.
I was going to say lids.
Okay. So if you had to pursue a dream that wasn't your dream of comedy, it would be a job that where you meet black dudes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, it's an answer.
I mean, that's 100% an answer.
It may not be what everybody else is given, but it's mine.
Yeah, no, that's good. It's very good. I fully lean into that. man.
Wow.
What a wild ride.
Yeah.
Today.
This has been a crazy.
I'm sorry.
No,
this is good. This is very
good. This is really good.
I forgot all about the trash company, though. We should have talked about this.
We can talk a little bit about it. It's fine. What's going on with the trash company?
It was in North Carolina. Have you ever heard of OCS?
No.
What OCS?
They like manage, they like pick up trash.
Yeah, they pick up trash.
Yeah. Like, what a wild guess that I had. Oh, you pick up trash? Yeah, it's a trash company. What the fuck else do you think it was?
So I did, like, dispatch.
Got it.
For them, and it was pretty fun, but I think that it's all mob-related. I think all trash stuff.
You're right. They're like the Teamsters. Like, there's this undercurrent of, like, all these contracts are paid for by the government. Yeah, for sure. Because
you've got
somebody
coming out of the small town in North Carolina right there, and all of a sudden he's got all these big business trips he has to do in New York and Chicago.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure. No, that's like, there's definitely like, I feel like there's a city here in LA. I think it's called City of Industry, and they're just south of downtown, but they're their own city. And like the mayor has been scrutinized for a bunch of shit, where he's basically just given the city contracts to like these waste management companies or whatever. But like, yeah, I think you're correct that it is very difficult to not become mob tied or criminal enterprise tied.
You see anything weird like it's like a bunch of garbage bags in the shape of a dead body, like stuff like that.
No,
you worked dispatch.
I was working dispatch, so I didn't see that as much. But they also did run the storage unit right next door that I had to go and check on and do all that.
Full of cocaine,
probably.
Yeah,
stacks of money, like in Dark Knight.
Yeah,
it was mostly just all his trips, like to these trash conventions.
Yeah.
In Chicago,
Trash Con 2008 or whatever.
That is a thing. Like whatever, it blows my fucking mind. Like because I worked at like this hotel really briefly in college, and we would have like it's just like all these the most boring occupations you can possibly fucking imagine. They all have their own convention, like whatever it is. So there's Trash Con, dude.
Oh, you know what? I know exactly what I would have wanted to do right now.
Please,
I because I've been talking about this. I kind of want to be a house mom at a strip joint.
Okay,
I think I'd be really good at it.
I think you'd be really good.
I think so.
Yeah. And you probably meet some black guys.
Right.
Oh yeah. So what's the role of house mom at a strip club?
You take care of all the girls, make sure they have a place to stay, make sure they have snacks, whatever, blah, blah, you know.
Just keep them happy so they keep the clientele happy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's an extremely satisfactory answer.
Yeah, that's a cool answer.
Yeah. No, I was actually just saying that the other day. I can't believe I forgot. I really think that would be fun.
Well, do you think also, do you have a knack for being hospitable to people? You know what I mean?
I think
some people would say, I could never do that because I would just be like, fucking get over it. Who gives a shit? Do your job. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's not the mentality you'd have to be a house mom.
It's not. And I guess I like to take care of people that are fucked up.
Okay, for sure.
You know?
You also, as long as I've known you, you've always had, been able to, be accommodating and be really sweet and be really nice, but also, hold the line.
Yes. And that is that job.
And that is that job very much
right.
in that show.
Yeah. And maybe just any form. Also, maybe I would like to work at one of those sensual massage places, but working the desk or something. I would like to be in the sex industry, but not doing the sex
That's a very interesting answer. Sex industry adjacent.
There's a lot. I mean, every industry needs the admin and support.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I would like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's an extremely satisfying.
Yeah, that's
answer.
A great answer.
Where can people find you on the internet?
Oh yes, please look me at it's at Jess Wellington 2 on everything. I also do a podcast called The Liars Club. We record at the Comedy Store. Go live Mondays and Fridays. Check that out, please.
Hell yes.
Hell yeah. Thank you so much, Jessica.
And the
Thank
links
you.
For all that will be in the show notes.
Nice.
Oh, you guys are good.
We're trying to be thorough.
Mm-hmm. You could call this a job.
You could. Mm-hmm. Fuck this place.
Fuck this place. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, share it with a friend or lover. Also, you didn't think you were going to make it to the end of this podcast without hearing something about the elections. You should, if it's Super Tuesday, you should vote in that. If it's not Super Tuesday for you, because you listen to this later, or again, you're not in one of the many states that's voting today, you should consider it. I would just consider voting. Okay, that's it. Bye for now.